Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice! BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on a Friday. Going to be 72 degrees today. Weekend looks really good. Mostly sunny and near 70 for just about every day this weekend. So pretty good. After this weekend, it's Memorial Day weekend next weekend.
Isn't that crazy? It's already here.
Pools will be open.
Yep. Summer is here-ish.
We are here.
Except for I was seeing that the mountains are still going to get a little bit of snow this weekend.
Yeah. I'm like, that's on them, not on us.
That's true.
Okay, that's on you, mountains. All right, we'll get to the Diddy stuff here. AJR tickets are coming up at 7:30, so your chance to win lies just ahead in about 30 minutes or so. All right, we play it from the you know what we need?
What?
We need a jingle or something. We
a
need
jingle?
Like an open. Yeah, like Diddy do it, Diddy do it, Diddy do it.
Oh, ask Spadil, he's creative.
Hey, Spadil. Can you get into the jingle room over here and see if you can come up with a jingle?
Yeah, I'll work on it.
I said it wrong. I said he's creative. What I meant to say is he's a creative. That's the new way you
he's
say
what?
It.
He's what?
He's a creative.
He's a creative?
That's how you say it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
He's a creative.
He's a creative. All right. So yeah, get your creative juices flowing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And see if you can diddy do it, diddy do it, diddy do it.
Nice.
All right.
I like how we make it fun.
Yeah, well, you got to do something with it because every single day it's all diddy, 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 diddy. And we do a quick little update here. We use the TMZ audio. We'll give shout outs to Harvey and his crew because, to be quite honest, Jamie and I, we just don't care to go through it.
Well, it's awful.
We'd rather somebody else do the work for
it. It's just awful. In fact, 50 Cent just came out and said, I don't know why he didn't take a plea deal.
Yeah.
He's like, after hearing all that testimony, I don't know why he did not take a plea.
So he's feeling like he's guilty?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
So. All right, let's go to TMZ. Well, first of all, let me play Suge Knight, okay?
Okay.
So they called Suge Knight. I guess Suge Knight gets a one phone call every day. And he made a phone call. You know he's in the big house,
yes,
right?
Yes, I do.
For murder, isn't it?
I believe
wasn't,
so.
Wasn't that what it was? He's in the big house. He made his one phone call yesterday, and he called one of the TV stations to talk to them. Here's what Suge, let me make sure I got it queued up here. Here's what Suge had to say.
Do you think he's going to be all right because someone's going to tamper with the jury? Is that what you're trying to say?
He got enough influence, and I'm quite sure. Don't seem like the prosecution is that bad against him. Don't seem like the, you know, I think he got some favors with the government. I think they're going to show him a little leeway. It might not seem like it when it's all said and done, but I don't think he has nothing to worry about. I don't think he's worried because he's going to be federal. And if he get convicted, Trump's going to pardon him.
I don't think Trump's going to pardon him. Trump's going to stay as far away from that as he can.
Shook. Hey, Shook.
He's
Shook,
delusional.
The big house is getting to you, buddy.
Yeah, it is. I will say that they did think that it was interesting that the defense attorney was giggling with Cassie.
Yeah.
That is weird.
I didn't hear
they
that.
They laughed like two different times together, and people said it was odd. But they said it was the defense attorney was trying to show like compassion towards a pregnant woman. Is what they were trying
okay.
to say.
Okay. All right. Well, in the rap world, you got two different arguments here. You got 50 Cent saying, hey, they're going to book this guy and slam him into the slammer. Then you got Suge Knight saying that he's going to get off, and if he doesn't, he's going to get pardoned.
You know what I don't like that's happening is Harvey Levin, from TMZ. I don't like how he is basically saying, like, Suge, or not Suge, that Diddy's going to get off. I don't like they saying that. He's like saying, hey, I mean, he's not meaning to say it, but to me, he's coming off saying like, look, he's just a freak. That's his thing. And Cassie was a willing participant. You can tell through her text.
Well, and everything that he's saying with like what the prosecution, he's pointing out everything that they're doing wrong.
Wrong, yeah.
And it, like when he points it out, he sways me. I'm like, wow, like they could get away with it. They could do like sentence him on these lot of state levels, but the federal level, they can't.
Yeah, and then he had a guy on yesterday, and the guy was kind of calling Harvey out, like, why don't you see this? This is a common jury. This isn't an attorney analyzing it. These are men and women sitting there going, whoa, this is way too much.
I agree.
Right?
I agree with that guy. Yeah, this stuff for a jury to absorb is detrimental.
Yeah.
And it's not looking good.
So the defense questioned Cassie about the freak-offs and whether she was consenting to them, because she testified that she did early on, but then she didn't like it. And then the question is, did she consent? So they presented her with a text in 2009, about a year after they got together. And the text essentially said she loved freak-offs. So that's a year in. They had an 11-year relationship.
Okay.
But here's the thing. And he said, he also said, you know, that's their star witness. And prosecution has already rested with her. And they didn't really show anything that she, you know, was like, no. She didn't, in his opinion, she never let Diddy know that she absolutely did not want to participate. Yeah.
She did nothing on the stand to incriminate him with any type of unlawful activity.
Correct.
According to what they're saying on a federal level. Yeah. All right, here's something else that came out yesterday.
Cassie testified there were no drugs in the baby oil. By the way, they got this because one of the civil lawsuits.
No drugs.
You know I was looking forward to baby oil day.
And this is not somebody on Diddy's side testifying. This is Cassie, the one that's supposed to bury him. She says, no, there were no drugs.
What? Cassie testified there were no drugs in the baby oil. By the way, they got this because one of the civil lawsuits, and maybe several of them, actually alleged that there were drugs in the baby oil to secretly and without consent drugging them. But Cassie said there were no drugs in the baby oil.
Well, that changes a few things.
Well, yeah, all the jokes we had going.
Yeah.
All the joy we had fun.
Yeah. And I think Diddy's in more trouble if there were drugs in there, right? I mean, that's got to really sway the people.
Yeah, because they're drugging people.
Yeah, that's really got to sway the jury. So I think that was a big moment yesterday that's being kind of overlooked a bit.
The only thing that, because I was looking forward to baby oil day.
Yeah.
Dagnabbit. But the only thing that how this trial has really affected me personally.
Yeah.
And this is just me personally, is that song, Tootsie Roll.
Tootsie Roll.
Tootsie Roll. Has really changed what I think about.
I'm not sure I caught that.
I mean, I agree.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Do you know the song?
Tootsie Roll.
I was at the grocery store yesterday, and I saw Tootsie Roll. I was like, oh.
Yeah, I know, right? It changes you. Yeah. It changes you. It really does.
You know, you can buy Tootsie Rolls, though, in giant sizes.
Oh, yeah, you can.
I bought one yesterday.
Yeah.
For fraud. I did.
That was weird timing.
We went to the store. We got the big huge Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah, I think they were talking about the fun size.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Fine size.
You know who's hating this trial? Kim Kardashian.
Oh, for sure
she is. Oh, man, she is. I love it. Because she thought she was going to be front and center, TMZ, every single night, covering her trial in Paris of the big jewelry heist. And nobody's even talking about her.
Yeah, she is in Paris. And yesterday, it was funny, they didn't even mention her once.
No.
Oh, that got to her right there.
Yeah, for sure.
She flew her family over there. They're showcasing. They're going out on the town, and nobody even cares.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Her big trial, and now Diddy has upstaged her.
Yeah, he sure has.
She hates it.
So what do we think is going to happen? Let's do that again.
I think it's guilty.
For what, though?
I think he's going to coercion.
Coercion.
Yeah, I think that's going to be it. I think that they're going to prove along the way.
Only 4 days into it, 5 days into it, right?
Like they said in this audio, though, I mean, a lot of the stuff she's talking about, too, was early on in the relationship. What it developed into could clearly be illegal.
Okay? All right, so but we're done with her. So here's what I think he's going to be guilty of. I think
she's back today.
Oh, well, the prosecution side has rested.
Yes.
So maybe the defense is still cross-examining.
Defense has one more day with her today.
Okay, so they're still cross-examining. Yeah. But here's the thing I think he's going to get on is bringing all hookers over state lines.
That could be a two. Trafficking.
Yep.
I think he's going to be found guilty of something. Yeah. I first thought before the trial started that he would go away for life. I really did. I now think that he's going to probably get like 10 to 12, 15 years.
I think that Suge Knight is right. Trump will pardon him.
Could be the case. I hear they're homies. They're homies.
Yeah, they are homies. Yeah. You know, but the thing is with Trump, he was like, no, none of that baby oil. My orange will come off.
Yeah. He'd really get a pardon if Bill Clinton was still in office. Bill loved that freaky stuff, didn't he?
Oh, my God.
Lordy. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Let's get to this Morgan Wallen thing real quick.
This
here,
is
okay?
huge.
I don't know anything about this.
What?
No.
He just dropped a gigantic, full-blown album. I think it has 35 songs?
37.
37 yeah. songs.
No kidding.
How do you make 37 songs? That's crazy.
It's wild.
It's a lot.
That
it's
is a lot. Why didn't you save some for your next album, you know?
Yeah.
Because there's no way that we can, as any kind of radio outlet or whatever, play if he has like six hits going on at the same time.
Maybe he's
going
to throw 37 songs out there. They're all smashes and then take like 10 years off.
Maybe so. Who knows?
I mean, if you're a fan, like I'm, it's like Christmas morning.
Yeah.
I woke up and I drove around for an extra 5 minutes when I got here just in the parking lot so I could listen to more.
Yeah, Heather, also our midday girl, she's just freaking out about it,
so
too.
So good.
No kidding.
Yeah, so it's a big deal. Morgan Wallen just drops 37 songs. Now, here's the thing. We play Tate McRae. Tate McRae is like the most sexual chick you'll ever see in your life. I mean, she is amazingly flexible, and she's an incredible dancer. We play a couple of her songs. We just started playing Sports Car, but we also play Greedy.
Yep.
Greedy, and she's on a Zamboni doing some crazy...
How do you spell that?
T-A-T-E.
Tate
McRae. Yeah, Tate McRae. I mean, she's...
Oh, my. Oh, look at that. Tate McRae is awesome.
You got to watch the video Sports Car because she's a stripper.
All right.
She's
good. Okay.
Anyway, so her and Morgan, they came together and did a collaboration. They did a song, but a lot of people are mad at Tate McRae for going country with him. Because she's a pop artist. And they also, you know, they remember what happened with Morgan Wallen and him being racist and all that
and
stuff.
And he's kind of a bad boy. He's just got that reputation.
And she's on her path for, like, you know.
So
her,
they're mad at her.
Yeah.
Because she did this with him.
Yes.
All right, is the song good?
I have not heard it, but Carson said he drove around the parking lot for an hour.
I love it.
Just
I like
listening
it.
To it on
I'm sure
auto.
You're probably a big Tink fan. All right, here we go.
I doubt it.
Morgan. Morgan and Tate. Here we go. It's called What I Want. I've not heard this either, so let's check it out.
BJ and Jamie.
Wow. What a song.
I like it.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's great.
I like it. Here's the thing. Wait, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I didn't know this, but Carson was telling me while I was singing, that's what I want, 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 while I was singing that part, which I really memorized that part.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah, so anyway, he was telling me it's about Christina Cavallari. Morgan Wallen, as you know, Christina Cavallari dropped a bombshell on her podcast, right? And told us that she had hooked up with Morgan Wallen, and so I guess he wrote this about her. And I wonder what Jay's thinking.
I mean, I think, I personally, I haven't seen anything out there, but I think it's about Kristen Cavallari because she talks about how they hooked up and it was just, they were just F buddies. Like they
had sex.
But it was great, but she said that dynamic between them was very toxic. Like they would not work out. So I feel like this song is about her.
I feel like Jay Cutler, just looking at him, at the way he acts, he doesn't even know this song's out there.
That's probably true. He's in the woods somewhere.
And here's another thing, too.
You're right. He's dressed in camo, trying to kill blackbirds.
Yeah. He's hiding in a bush.
He's in some blind somewhere.
Yeah, he
okay.
is, yeah.
That's where he's at. He doesn't even know
this
is
going
on.
He doesn't even know.
He's like me.
He
not that I'm in a blind. No. I'm just saying I'm not aware of any of this.
No, you and Jay Cutler have a lot in common.
A lot in common. We stay in the dark. dark because it's better there. Okay. Here's what they should do. They should start putting sound effects in music. I swear. Like Justin Bieber records. They should put like egging houses in there. In his car burning out on the road. With Morgan Wallen, they should put a chair being thrown in there.
That's a good idea. That kind of stuff would really catch on. Yeah, or just little sound bites of Jay Cutler. Oh, I played a good game today.
Yeah, did you see that buck? That was a 14-pointer. Jay Cutler doesn't even Carson keeps up with it more than Jay Cutler does.
It was so painful watching the reality show. Jay Cutler and being Cavallari or something like whatever it was. I forgot the name of the show. He was so boring.
He's just a human slug.
I don't think he's alive.
I know. He doesn't have any emotion. He doesn't laugh. He doesn't have fun. He's just like, I'm going to go out and shoot something.
I agree. I don't think he cares one way or the other. Right. I really don't. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
I've got a list. And man, do I have a stack of stories, interesting stuff, everything ready to go this morning. And then Jamie walks in and she has her list of her and her friend, their activities for the weekend. And I just threw all this stuff away.
I'm like, what?
I gotta hear what's going on.
You guys, you cannot believe. We have, all right, so Alcoholly is in town, right?
And her name's Holly. It's not Alcoholly.
Right. She was one of my bridesmaids. That's how long I've known her.
She lives down in Arizona.
Yeah, but we used to be like the call girls of the seasons in Cherry Creek.
That's a lot to digest. All right, wait a minute. You were the call girls.
We lived in the seasons in Cherry Creek.
In the seasons, in Cherry Creek, back in the day.
Yeah, it's apartments for hookers. That's what I felt like it was.
Wow. You guys go that far back, huh?
We go that far back, yeah. All right. It was before kids.
Alcoholy is coming to town.
She's coming to town. So
she's going to be here today?
She got in last night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I haven't seen her yet, but she got in last night. Right. So we went through everything, and we planned a weekend.
I can't wait to hear this.
And she's here through Tuesday, so I'm excited. And I love her. And she's been a best friend of mine forever, like forever.
Yeah, it's great to see an old friend.
Right?
Isn't it? Yeah.
Right, so we're going to kick it off with like some craziness, you guys. First, we're going to go to the Erie Town Fair.
Erie.
Wow.
We're going all the way to Erie to the town. I mean, it's going to get nuts.
In Erie?
Yeah.
I'll bet you that's a hoot.
Right?
It's got to be.
It's going to be.
You got to figure you got corn dogs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All that.
Funnel cakes.
Yeah.
And apple shines.
Alcohol. Will they have booze?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Alcoholic doesn't go anywhere without booze.
That's right.
That's why she's got her name, Alcoholic.
I get it. I just thought I'd ask.
And if nothing else, then she has those, what's the cinnamon stuff that?
Fireball shooters.
She has those in her purse.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a solid backup.
You go,
right
girl.
There.
Come on. Ready for the weekend.
After that, we're going to stop by a museum and see the Lost Empire of Cambodia.
Oh.
That's in town?
Oh, yeah.
You got tickets?
Yeah, it's a pool. Well,
I figured that would be sold out.
I had a pool.
Tough ticket?
Yeah, really. The Lost Empire of Cambodia.
Huh.
Yeah, I mean, it is. That is, woof.
Yep. You're going to learn so much.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
And then after that, then we're going to Denver Fashion Week.
That's going on,
oh,
too?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like
Milan, but different.
No kidding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Milan, but different.
Yeah, it's Denver.
Let me guess. It's on Colfax?
Then after that, we're going to the Rapids versus the Real Salt Lake.
Oh, yes. Soccer match.
Yeah,
yeah, they're going to bring in those Mormon crickets.
Mormon crickets are in town?
Aren't there a bunch of crickets or something?
Are there crickets in town?
There's something kind of, something's infesting some Mormon crickets. I don't know. I'm marking that one. And then after that, of course, we're gonna run the Colfax Marathon.
Oh, nope. Oh, you are going to run it.
Yeah, we got it.
With fireballs in your purse?
Well, duh.
You're going to run it with alcohol?
No, we'll have fanny packs. Won't be a purse.
Oh, okay.
No, fireballs in our fanny packs.
I'm not a runner. I don't know if you take a purse or not. I don't know. I'm not a runner. I don't know if a woman takes her purse with her.
I'm not running with a Louis Vuitton, okay? All right? No, so it's you got your little fanny pack, and those are stuffed with the, what kind of? What are
those? Fireball shooters.
Okay. Just a little bitty ones.
All right.
Yeah. And
are you running the big one or the 5K or the 26 mile?
The big one, and we're going to be barefoot. Like we're from wherever.
Cambodia.
You got to feel the earth when you're running.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Cambodia.
Yeah, because you run faster.
You don't feel the earth. You feel asphalt.
Is it on asphalt?
Yeah. No. It's on a road. You're not running through fields.
Well, we might put
our
shoes back on.
You're not running through fields, guys. You're on the highway.
All right, fine. We'll put our shoes back on. Don't they run them barefoot in New York, though, on the pavement?
I have no idea.
You want to get grounded.
Yeah, all right.
I have no idea.
All right, and then we're going to a disco brunch.
Disco brunch?
Oh,
the disco brunch.
Fun.
Yeah, and then we are going to wrap it up with two really big events. I'm so excited about this. The Everything Paper Mache Festival.
Oh.
That's here to what a weekend!
I mean, everything paper
mache.
You want me
in
to
town?
Make you something? I'll get a balloon. I'll like put some paper mache on and pop it.
No kidding.
Rub it down.
I'll bet you that's pretty interesting, actually. The paper mache.
My God.
I can't be serious for a moment, can I? And express my
interest in
something.
Paper mache.
Okay, forget it.
No.
Forget it.
And then this is what I'm most. I don't even want to mention it because I'm so excited. And I have backstage passes.
Oh.
I got Holly and I hooked up backstage to Air Supply.
No.
Air freaking Supply.
Wow.
Wait, you have the song ready?
Yeah. Well, I told the music director here, Aaron.
Yeah.
I said, put in some party music for a Friday. She said, I did. I put in Air Supply for you. They're going to be in town.
We're going to meet them backstage.
Oh, check it out. Jamie, Alcoholic, front row.
Big weekend.
I'm alone with my head on the phone.
Up your.
Thinking of you till it hurts.
They are front row, shirts up in the air.
I know you hurt too, but why not
let them breathe.
When she was 16.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Damn, this is rocking.
The times when my life seems
to enjoy. They have so many hits.
That's a legend.
Make me believe what tomorrow could bring when today doesn't really know.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Everybody.
Doesn't really know.
I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you. I know you were right. Believing for so long. Say that I was so wrong.
But you're gonna have such a good time wow. out there, man. They got another one too. Let me see if I've got
they have
this
more than one.
Let me see if I can find it here. Oh, here we go. Here we go. I got another one for you too. Okay. Oh, this
what's
is great.
Sounds like the other
this one.
One
rocks just like the other one does.
Just like the same one.
No. Wait. This is Lost in Love. It's a lot different.
Oh, that one's Out of Love. This one's Lost?
All Out of Love, but this one's Lost in Love. Found it again.
The best part of love is the thinnest lies. Then you don't get from
I need to learn these songs.
I'm not letting go.
No, you don't.
I believe this too much to believe me.
Little mumbling works.
So lift your eyes if you feel you can. Reach for a star and I'll show you a plan.
It's beautiful.
I figured it out. What I needed was someone to show me.
Show me your mirror.
You know you can.
What a weekend it's gonna be.
I've been
loving you too long.
Let's let it roll.
It started so easy. Lost in love, I don't know much. Wasn't thinking aloud, fell out of touch. But I'm back on my feet. I needed to be what you want. So lift your eyes if you feel you can. Reach for the star and I'll show you a plan.
And get a ticket, doesn't it? Whoa.
No, you can't fool me. I've been loving you too long. It started so
easy. I just tell
you
something.
That makes me want to hear Pink Pony Club. It really does. When I hear songs like that, yeah. The next thing I want to hear is Pink Pony Club.
Friday. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install.
Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Pink Pony Club.
Somebody says I sound like Cartman. I can't even find my Cartman, my inner Cartman.
Screw you guys, I'm going home.
There it is. Okay. All right. Smokey Robinson under criminal investigation by former employees for all that bad stuff, right?
Way to go, Smokey.
Yep. Music legend Smokey Robinson. He's 85 years old.
That kind of sucks, though. You've been in the music business. You're a legend, icon, American icon. And now you got to end it like this.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I hope that it's, well, I don't know how to put it. I hope that it's true and that they're not just doing this because he is iconic, right?
Yes,
and
so, absolutely.
So, I mean.
I got a feeling it happened, though.
I do, too.
I really do.
I do. I
don't know how long ago this was, though. He's being accused. I guess, was it a housekeeper or?
It was actually four of them.
Yeah. Four, okay. Yeah. That he would, you know, corner them in a room and, you know.
Yeah.
And it was in 2007, right?
Boy, I don't have that.
It always amazes me when it's that long ago, you know, like, okay, now I'm going to have a little doubt to this. Why didn't you come forward? Not only that, she says, this one lady I know, I don't know her, but she says that it happened like 30-something times.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a minute, this happened 30-something times that he got you into a laundry room and his wife knew about it?
I think you would be shocked if you knew how many times we as women were sexually assaulted. I think you would be shocked.
Yeah, probably.
Shocked.
Probably, yeah.
How many times you have to defend yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a record guy, and I'm not saying names, obviously, but we were in a cab together.
Yeah.
Dude, I like put his DNA under my nails so hard.
Yep. But you, my point being, you wouldn't be in a cab with him again.
Oh, God,
after
no.
that,
no,
right?
I reported.
That's
him.
My point.
Yeah.
Is that, okay, this lady says she went to his house. She was there and got in the laundry room with him 30-something times.
Yeah, that would be. But, you know, even when I was young and I babysat, there would always be a creepy dad.
Yeah.
That you're like, holy
But you
crap.
Knew to get away.
Yeah,
you knew
did.
To flee
but
before something happened.
But sometimes it was
happened.
Scary.
I'm I sure mean, it was.
It was really scary.
Yeah.
But here's, women, here's something. I'll give you a hint, and this is what my dad told me to do, and I really like this one. You know, you grab them by the back of the hair, if they have hair, and then you raise your knee up into their face and pull their face on your knee.
Can't do that if they're over 40, though. They probably don't have hair.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Or if they're Schmidl.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. Or a toupee will come off and he can run.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, but that's just an idea. I do like those people that take self-defense classes. Because there's this one where, like, if somebody has you in a stranglehold or whatever, you're supposed to put your fingers, like in a prayer and go up under it, and you're supposed to be able to break it. Because if you just try to straight pull it off,
yeah.
You're not going to Maybe I'll take one of those glasses.
I think you'd be good at it.
Hi-ya!
Okay. Back it down.
Don't you want to be able to yell hi-ya and do something?
Yes, Bruce Lee.
Sure. Seriously, don't all of us
think about like if you're like a UFC fighter or something like that, just walking around knowing that you're untouchable because you could kick anyone's butt at any given moment.
I could just like kill you. Hiya! Why are you laughing at me? I just want to yell hiya and do something. And
okay, got you.
Hiya!
Got you.
Oh. Throw chop!
Sure, sure.
Oh, shut up. It's all right. I could do something. You know that balsa wood? I bet I could chop it.
I bet you could too. Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty good. I can chop IKEA furniture.
Oh, nice. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Well, right? Okay. Anyway, Smokey Robinson, that's a whole story.
Yeah.
You guys, I don't. It's political, so I don't know. But I don't know if you guys know this, but the former FBI director, James Comey, he said he was walking on a beach and he saw, what did it say?
Shell formation.
It said 8647. So it was 8647. 309. And he said he saw it on the beach, and so he took a picture of it. But if you don't know, that means like 86 is bad. That means like usually taking somebody out. And 47, they're saying, stands for the president.
Yeah, 45, 47.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So they're saying like, hey, you dumb.
He's going to be arrested.
You dumb.
They're going to go get him. You can't do that.
Well, you were in the FBI. Yeah, you know what that means.
You weren't in the FBI. You were the head of the FBI.
You're right. That's even,
you ran the department.
Yeah.
And then you come back and say, I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
You know
I know what it means.
Yeah, it's not good. Hiya!
I mean, you've seen these protesters walking around with that sign that says the same thing. They know what it means. You're the FBI.
Can somebody explain to me why Colorado Springs always gets rated one of the top 5 cities in the United States of America?
Because it's lovely.
They have a great zoo and they have a great Broadmoor, but that's really all I know about it.
Good Air Force.
A great Air Force and Garden of the Gods.
Yep, yep, yep.
Garden of the Gods is beautiful. Yep. Broadmoor is beautiful. Great golf there. Great zoo. But that's all I know about it.
Their Wolf Lodge isn't that good, folks.
They advertise.
I went down to the great... They what?
They advertise, and we love them.
Best place I've ever stayed. Exactly. The Colorado Springs Great Wolf Lodge.
It is fantastic.
Absolutely fabulous. You got to take your kids, man.
You got to take your kids.
Better than Disney.
And given one of those log rooms, the log cabin rooms, those are so fun. They get to stay in like, you stay off of their, you're in the same room. But they built it out like a little log cabin for the kids. It's super cute.
Unbelievable.
It is
what a
so
great
cute.
Experience.
And another thing, just so you guys know, for you parents that are alcoholics, you can sit at the bar and overlook the wave pool. That's pretty cool.
It's a dream.
Yeah, I suggest you go.
Yeah,
this weekend if you get a chance. Beautiful.
And I think I told you what my son put in his thing.
In his what?
So when you get a wand at the Great Wolf Lodge, right? You get a wand and you're allowed to go on the TV and type out your name to see how many points you can collect throughout the lodge, right?
Right.
My son's name was I Have Crippling Depression.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
I didn't pay attention when he was typing it at the little gift store. And so all of a sudden I said, let's check your points on the TV and see it. And so I look, I go, oh my God, I have crippling depression, aren't you? And he goes,
you know,
yep.
Raising awareness.
Let me give you
the
follow up to that.
Okay.
You gave me the sword.
Oh, I did.
I took it back down there with Frog. But guess what? Crippling depression is back at the Great Wolf Lodge. Remember?
I know,
you
I
brought
did.
The sword in and gave it to me.
I did.
And I took it back down there, and it was still registered as crippling depression. So we walked around all weekend with the same sword.
Well, I was trying to save you money. They're like $30.
People are saying, hey, crippling depression is back.
I was shocked. I was like, dude, I'm like trying to explain to an 8-year-old who's laughing his butt off with his little buddy because he brought his friend, and they think it was so funny.
Three of us, and I gotta tell you, man, they have the absolute best $175 breakfast that money can buy. That money can buy. I'm delicious. Their eggs are like, well, a lot like everybody else, but unbelievable.
Right, exactly. And the water slide. All of it.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, and the murky water is awesome. No, we love it. We're just kidding. Yeah. We do really, really love it. I mean, and it's a great, I mean, it's so close. It's just right there.
Yeah.
It's easy to get to.
You know what? I still have the sword. I think I'll go back.
Yeah, I have crippling depression.
Crippling depression is back again. Third trip.
Anyway, Colorado Springs. Obviously, they're voted number 3 from U.S. News and World Report because of Great Wolf Lodge.
Yeah,
I forgot about that one.
Yep,
and then Boulder came in number 10.
All right.
Yeah, so those are, I mean, at least we made it twice on the list, I think.
We're always on that list.
We are.
I don't know what it is.
Naples, Florida is number 1. This is the best place to...
Naples is old.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've never been there.
Yeah. Everybody there is plus 60.
Really?
Yeah.
It says...
it's a golf cart type community.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I've never been to Naples. I always wanted to call it Nipples when I was young.
I've been down there.
It said it has pristine beaches, sprawling golf courses, and fine dining and shopping.
Sure does.
Okay. Number two, this one you know it's off. Boise, Idaho.
Boise?
Yeah, that's number
actually,
two.
Boise is a beautiful place. It
Whoa.
Is. Yeah, it is a nice place. I've only been there once, but when I was there, I loved it.
You
but
were like, I love Boise?
It was like they dubbed it, because it was a couple years ago, and they dubbed it as the up-and-coming Denver.
Boise?
Like, yeah, Boise, Idaho. I kid you not.
Look, did you just see me do a double take?
Yeah. It was cartoon double take.
I did. I realized nobody can see me, and I went like, huh? Yeah. All right, let's see here. The other thing I wanted to tell you, this is kind of crazy, is that the first flying car can be yours for $800,000. It's the first flying car. It'll be available in 2026. Now, here's my thought about this flying car, right?
Yeah.
It goes 620-mile flight range. It has a cruising flight speed of 155 miles per hour. It can reach heights up to 10,000 feet if you have oxygen on it. It can get road speeds of 124 miles per hour. It can transition between air travel and road driving modes. In under 2 minutes, you can become an airplane. Here's the thing, and I really mean this, because... Do you think that John from Highlands Ranch Imports can work on this thing? I mean, like, who fixes it?
I don't know. I think you'd have to get somebody like a lawnmower guy.
Or take it to, like, United, one of their technicians.
I feel like they've got, like, Briggs & Stratton 3.5 sitting there. You
Maybe.
Know, the old lawnmower.
Yeah, right. I know what you're talking about.
I don't know how they're going to... work out the highways in the skies.
Yeah.
Well, you're gonna have to have your pilot's license.
We can't even handle drones right now.
No. You're gonna have to have your pilot's license, and you're still gonna have to use a runway and an active airport.
I think the only way you're going to be able to do this realistically, like on a mass scale, is to have automated flying cars. People are not going to be able to handle this. There's no way.
You're exactly. gonna have to have your pilot's license. You're gonna have to go to Centennial, and you're gonna have to take off from there.
It's yeah, because where else are you going to land? You just can't land down like Ball Arena.
Yeah,
go
it's
to
still
going to
be regulated by
no,
the FAA.
No. If you see some of these cars, they're not like that. They don't land like that. They land like a helicopter.
Oh, they just
hover
down?
Yeah, they hover. They drop down in spots.
This
they
one
have
doesn't.
Spots on the ground that they drop in. That would mean not, but yeah. If you see any of the videos on X, because there are some out there that people are experimenting with, they don't have runways and stuff.
You'll still have to probably make your flight plan, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Probably.
Well, that's
know.
Why I'm saying that there's no way this can be on a mass level with the population, because everybody's going to go do that.
Well, not only that, we don't know how to fly.
No. and I'm not going to learn.
Right? We don't know
I'm
anything about
to fly.
Exactly.
I don't want to fly.
I don't know how to read an altimeter. I don't even know how to say it. Altimeter. Whatever it is.
I got an idea. You guys go learn to fly. That way it clears up the road for me.
Nice. There you go.
I'll stay with the road and my gasoline engine.
But I just do wonder, like, who fixes this?
I don't know.
Hey, John, I'm going to bring in my airplane car. Needs an oil change. I don't know. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tableau track.
DJ and Jamie.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule.
Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.